From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. Tomorrow is Election Day, and you can't walk down the street without hearing this. It's the primary, which means races will be winnowed down to two candidates for the general election in November. That's a lot of winnowing in the race for mayor of Seattle, which has no fewer than nine candidates, including incumbent Mike McGinn. Erica C. Barnett from the indispensable local political blog Publicola has been watching this race closely. Erica, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ross.
So what are the top issues in this campaign for mayor?
Well, I was asked what the top four issues are, and I would say they are McGinn, 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 and McGinn. This is, you know, definitely a referendum on whether, you know, whether people want to reelect the incumbent mayor or whether they want to go a different direction. And that is, you know, that is certainly the top question on voters' ballots this August 6th primary.
Well, certainly in recent weeks, labor, wages, and that Whole Foods development over in West Seattle has kind of been pushed to the forefront. The mayor staking out a position that Whole Foods wasn't paying its workers enough, and lots of other candidates jumping in and saying, no, you can't use the land use laws for that.
Yeah, and it's funny. Peter Steinbrook, actually, one of the candidates in the race and one of the leading contenders, is actually doing a bunch of events in South Lake Union and at Whole Foods even as we speak this afternoon. And that is certainly a huge issue that Mayor McGinn has raised himself, saying that that Whole Foods does not pay a livable wage and we shouldn't grant them their alley vacation, which is a land use decision that's usually a pretty low-profile kind of decision, and raising wages to a big issue in this mayoral election.
Well, police accountability has certainly been a huge city issue, with the Department of Justice stepping in, the city under a consent order. A judge has to review progress on changing police policies so that there is not unconstitutional violation of laws about use of force. And has that been a breakout issue for the candidates? Have they been able to distinguish themselves on their stands about police accountability?
Well, I think in the sense that that they have been able to distinguish themselves against McGinn, I think, by saying, you know, that he has been divisive on the issue of police accountability, and that he has not worked well with the Department of Justice, fairly or unfairly. I think Bruce Harrell, candidate, the city council member, as well as Peter Steinbrook, and Ed Murray have all said that he has been a divisive candidate on this issue and has not been collaborative. That's been their position, you know, fairly or unfairly, that the mayor has not has not worked well with the Department of Justice.
So sure.
I mean, I don't know how much that's an issue that resonates with the public as much as the Whole Foods and wages issue, but at this point, because that's kind of, you know, the Whole Foods issue is kind of more in the forefront, I think, right now. But yeah, they have definitely made that an issue.
Some big unknowns, of course. The last poll that I saw, 25% of the people were undecided. Now, this was some weeks ago. They may have made up their minds. Is there anything recent that might suggest who will be the top three vote-getters and in what order they might come in?
Well, that's always a fun game to play, right? I don't want to make any absolute predictions, but I would say that the top three vote getters will be in no particular order: Ed Murray, Mike McGinn, and Peter Steinbrook. Now, who will actually make it to the top two is unclear. I mean, that 25%, you know, the mayor generally has 100% name recognition, right? So do those folks, how do those folks split? That's really hard to say. But I don't think that, you know, when you have that much undecided vote, that that's a good thing if you're the incumbent.
Erica, there are all these candidates, and they're very close together, at least in the polls. Is it going to be a while before we find out who the top two vote getters are?
Well, that's been the case in recent years, but I'm not going to make a prediction on that, but in recent elections, it is hard to say. There's one vote drop on election night, and we have to kind of base our predictions on that. But it's entirely possible that we won't know on election night.
Erica C. Barnett, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ross.
Erica reports for the indispensable local political blog, Publicola.